Why can your data-savvy colleague predict market trends but completely miss social cues at dinner parties? The answer lies in something most of us never learn. There are exactly four fundamental ways the human mind can process reality. Each operates by different rules, reveals different truths, and solves different problems. Master one, and you'll excel in narrow domains. Master all four, and you unlock a superpower, the ability to see what others miss, to solve problems that seem impossible, and to navigate complexity with unusual grace. These aren't abstract academic concepts, but practical frameworks born from a century of breakthrough discoveries, from the statistical revolutions that transformed medicine to the chaos theory that explained why weather forecasts fail. Understanding them changes not just how you think, but how you live. Picture four people examining the same traffic jam. The statistician calculates average delay times. The systems thinker maps how one stalled car triggers cascading brake lights. The chaos theorist explains why a driver checking their phone creates gridlock. The complexity scientist observes how drivers following simple rules spontaneously create stop-and-go waves with no single cause. Each perspective reveals what others miss. Statistical thinking finds patterns in data. Elizabeth Kvavik's 20-year study showed avoiding four behaviors: smoking, excessive drinking, inactivity, poor diet, reduced mortality risk by two-thirds. Interactive thinking exposes feedback loops. Alfred Lotka's predator-prey equations explained population oscillations. Chaotic thinking reveals why small differences create unpredictability. Edward Lorenz discovered changing a weather simulation's input by 0.00018 produced completely different forecasts. Complex thinking shows how simple rules generate sophisticated behaviors, like starlings creating breathtaking murmurations. These aren't competing theories, but complementary lenses. Statistics tells you what happens on average. Interaction explains why individuals deviate. Chaos reveals prediction limits. Complexity shows how order emerges from randomness. Consider 10 Londoners drinking toffee. Most consume zero oat milk lattes weekly, median equals zero, yet their average is 3.9. Similarly, 9 people earning $30,000 and 1 earning $1 million create a mean salary of $127,000, representing nobody's reality. This matters when evaluating research. While grit and growth mindset correlate with success, they explain only 1 to 5% of individual variation, far less than socioeconomic background. What works for the forest doesn't apply to individual trees. Ronald Fisher revolutionized statistics through maximum likelihood methods, now underpinning clinical trials and quality control. Yet he misused his own tools, deploying statistical arguments to deny smoking's link to cancer, proving mathematical sophistication can obscure truth when defending prejudices. Understanding statistics means recognizing their power to reveal population patterns while accepting their limitations for individual predictions. When a grumpy person meets someone smiling, they might become a smiler too. This social reaction, X plus Y equals 2Y, captures how we constantly change each other. Epidemics follow identical logic. Susceptible meets infected becomes too infected, S plus I equals 2I, creating exponential growth until recovery builds immunity, I to R, naturally slowing spread. Social change requires multiple influences before tipping. Changing workplace culture from toxic to supportive initially yields little visible change. People resist, momentum feels impossible. Then suddenly, past a critical threshold, behavior shifts dramatically and becomes self-sustaining. This explains why effort isn't proportional to effect. Change feels impossible right until it becomes inevitable. Extreme self-regulation backfires similarly. Quitting social media cold turkey creates chaotic cycling between extremes. Gradual change works better, reducing cake consumption to one piece daily instead of alternating between binges and deprivation. Interactive thinking reveals these patterns, showing not just what happens, but why cycles persist and how to break them. The key lies in identifying which feedback loops to dampen and which to amplify, understanding that small, consistent interventions often outperform dramatic gestures. Chaos theory reveals that unpredictability stems from our inability to know every small factor. Lorenz's weather simulations showed accurate prediction would require knowing every butterfly's wing flap worldwide, impossible in principle. Claude Shannon's information theory provides the mathematical foundation. Information equals entropy, the minimum bits needed to encode a message. This connects to decision-making. The more uncertain a situation, the more questions needed to resolve it. We face two choices with chaos. Control every detail like NASA engineer Margaret Hamilton did with Apollo software, or embrace uncertainty and view the world as a distribution of possible outcomes. When Richard admits his suggested route could have faced problems too, he demonstrates healthy acceptance of chaos. Randomness produces reliable patterns. Students arranging by height form a bell curve, by distance from birthplace, a long-tailed distribution. The wisdom lies in knowing when to control tightly and when to release. Andrei Kolmogorov defined complexity elegantly. A pattern is as complex as the length of the shortest description that can be used to produce it. A straight canal appears simpler than a river network, yet requires more complex engineering to create. Stephen Wolfram's cellular automata demonstrate how simple rules produce systems at the edge between chaos and order, generating emergent patterns seemingly unrelated to their underlying rules. This explains startling murmurations and unconscious social patterns, like students naturally forming an imperfect checkerboard in libraries, avoiding sitting next to strangers despite no explicit rule. Yet Kolmogorov revealed a profound limit. Patterns we cannot simplify far outnumber those with simple explanations. Our brains, with 86 billion neurons, can be configured in 10 to the 25.9 billion different ways, yet we experience only 10 to 16 configurations in a lifetime, an infinitesimal fraction. Charlie realizes encoding his life would require billions of digits. Personality tests reducing us to 5 dimensions cannot capture our billion-dimensional complexity. Kolmogorov embodied this understanding. Rather than immediately discussing mathematics with PhD students, he took long walks through Moscow's parks, asking about their families, dreams, and fears. Near life's end, he declared, "I am proud that I lived a worthy life," not because he found complete answers, but because his sincere engagement with others gave existence meaning. When overwhelmed by internal conflicts, pause to consider 4 ways of thinking. Statistical thinking asks, what do the numbers tell us? Interactive thinking examines, how do our actions influence others? Chaotic thinking weighs, what should we control versus release? Complex thinking recognizes, how are we part of larger systems while remaining irreducibly unique? Models serve as ladders. Once we climb them to gain insight, we should seek new perspectives. Mathematical frameworks solve specific problems but create new challenges. Charlie and Aisha's reduced arguments might diminish their spark. Richard might become sanctimonious about self-control. Jennifer might develop emotional detachment. The wisdom lies in knowing which thinking mode fits different situations. Evaluating health claims? Use statistical thinking. Trapped in relationship cycles? Apply interactive thinking. Facing unpredictable outcomes? Embrace chaotic thinking. Navigating social dynamics? Deploy complex thinking. These 4 lenses reveal both the power and limitations of understanding. We can discover patterns, identify mechanisms, recognize unpredictability, and appreciate emergence. Yet complete comprehension remains beyond reach. In a world demanding simple answers, these lenses offer intellectual honesty to recognize what we can know, wisdom to accept what we cannot, and practical tools to navigate between them.